Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
I do, too, to find out about the changes in history and where the Kirkwood family is.
All right, well, let me go ahead and jump over to Amanda. She hasn't done anything yet. Oh, then break. And then we need to do something with Alec.
She's crying.
I'm crying.
Both you and Stormhammer are now on the surface of this nice, rolling, fertile area. Neither of you can walk.
We're just lying there like, for a while.
If Stormhammer has healing, can start popping your legs back into joints and bones back into the skin.
Bones back into the skin?
Pop your leg back in place, lay on hands.
Oh, so we have to pop our legs back first?
And then heal.
Oh,
they'll heal wrong.
Otherwise, yeah, you're going to have weird looking
legs.
So
it's a heal check, then it's lay on hands.
Alright, well, I guess we'll start popping limbs back.
Well, he will first attempt on you. He will succeed. He'll pop your left leg back.
But not my right.
Do you want to, Benny?
Can I do it on myself?
No.
You cannot do this kind of... Do you know, realize how hard it would be to pop your own leg back in?
I guess I'll use my last Benny.
You can pop your,
Okay. Cool. You'll pop both your legs back into place.
You can pop your, dislocated shoulder.
Yeah,
back
he popping joints back into
pop
place, but popping
five
bones.
Hit points into each of them, which will allow you to stand and move at a rate of 5 feet per round.
Now make a heal check on him to see if you can pop his back in place.
If not, I'll just carry him.
Because, yeah...
Alright.
I know how you can put a sword back in joint.
What is the DC?
Right 15.
And what's the bonuses?
Wisdom.
It's wisdom.
It's heal.
So, what'd you say?
Yep.
17?
No,
15.
15. So you have a plus 2.
Okay.
That's a fail.
Okay.
That's not a fail.
Okay, so his...
He will heal. I'll Benny for the...
A Minotaur runs by!
Minotaur's like...
Do it right!
Loser.
What'd you do? Is your ball until it falls off? Oh, wait. We're putting it back on.
Is it first leg you put back in?
Second leg.
Second leg.
This is on the second leg, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Albany.
Okay.
The flag bearer.
Ha-ha! Chasing the Senator. Ha-ha!
Like, shoot it off! Shoot it off! He charges by going, whatever.
A cannon fires from the distance.
It fires from the distance.
I did it.
And
I did.
Kills
no,
the Minotaur right before the Draconian can get to it.
Can it hit the...
Fine, I'll let you reroll.
Yes.
There
we
are. With a cannon, a Minotaur, and a knight working together, you finally can focus.
They're going, you know, that doesn't look right. Actually, it was a mortar. A cannon.
Oh. I'm sure I did enough damage before I healed.
All right, and he has now used all but one of his lay on hands, as you are now both standing and feebly shuffling forward.
By the smart man, he can stabilize someone now.
I'm going to pull out my probably broken pen and paper and be like, where... No.
Not nothing left.
Nothing left.
You could probably...
You take out the pen.
Oh. I'll write... Can I write in the dirt?
Not really.
No.
Okay, well, hold on.
It's like, grassy here.
Please roll 3d6.
This is a luck check. Get ones. They're good for you.
No, they're not.
4, 3, and 2.
All right, so nothing happens to you this hour.
Oh.
Maybe
if you're lucky...
Check to, it's innuendo to basically get him to try and remove his armor. Would that be correct here?
Why would she want to remove his armor?
Well, I can't fly.
Yeah. You could attempt to fly if you want. You're not carrying him, though.
Even if we remove all of his armor?
He's not leaving his armor. Whether he's wearing it or not.
How are you going to get him to remove his armor without telling him why?
Might be wrong, but no!
This is not Brokeback Mountain!
Amanda, what it looks like is you're going to be sitting around until Jessica finds you.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find something to write with or on.
You find a tree, start scraping into it.
Well, he is feeble. He's like, we should try and go this way, see if we can't find someone.
That's not an orc tribe.
If we can find a...
If he's lucky, he'll find my orc tribe.
If we can find some sort of town or village, we might be able to talk to them if they speak civilized.
We're in Tonga. You speak Tonga.
Actually,
we're not over Tonga.
You are not over Tonga.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
New Hope now moves around all four continents.
Awesome. Oh.
Or all four islands, I'm sorry.
Well, good thing we weren't over the ocean.
Yeah, I was going to say, we weren't over the ocean.
Yeah, I originally thought about that, and I was like, nah.
Thank you.
A Kraken walks by. Ooh, Nate.
Mine.
Careful. I guess I'll agree, just because nothing else we can do.
One of them gets caught by a Kraken. The other one is caught in a ship and a whirlpool created by a druid and gets sent to the Dragon Islands.
What are we over right now?
You don't know. You'd have to get some sort of geography check. Oh, wait! Geography isn't a rogue skill. Okay, so, Alec, where are you heading?
I head home and... or wherever I set up to get deliveries for my side job set up for possible offers. See if anyone's taken me up yet.
Yes, people have.
Okay. Anything worthwhile in there?
There's a 50 gold piece one.
Okay.
To go collect the Tiefling, who's the head of the Tiefling movement.
I'm a bodyguard.
Yeah, she's a bodyguard. It's basically like guarding a merchant's son while he goes and celebrates his 21st birthday.
I'll do that, I guess.
As he goes around and gets drunk.
As you celebrate.
And then you go
him.
Home with him and get more gold. She's literally an escort.
She's an escort in every meaning of the said of the word.
I protect him. I do not sleep with him like everyone else.
Hey, what if he offers you 50 more gold?
No.
He is repulsive.
Holy shit, he's repulsive.
There's no that's just personality. He's ugly and an asshole.
The reason why they hired you is that way when he pisses off all the women, they don't kill him.
You do have to prevent some people from strangling him. Although after a while you're tempted to let them.
Because he's insulting me too.
He's just a dick. Anywho. He'll spend the rest of the night going, must resist rage.
Quiet rage. No. At one point I'm like, I'll be back in 5 minutes. I walk into a back alley and
break a wall.
I don't know. One of the people.
So Jessica, you head over to the mages.
You rage on.
You said you were going there first.
Mm-hmm. Beat the shit out of him. And beat shit out of him.
Okay.
And you notice he's dead. You're like, oh.
And it's like...
Tana?
Oh.
Or an apprentice?
No.
Yes, Tiefling?
Yes.
I'm gonna cause the itch.
I smell like ash.
Yes, you certainly smell like ash.
No, I'm telling you, I didn't name.
Oh, well, he'll smell whatever he feels like smelling.
Okay. I was hoping I'd acquire a mage that has the scrying ability.
I'm sorry, we don't have any charity.
I'm offering to pay for her services.
Do you actually have any money?
Yes.
Oh, you're one of those, Tiefling. I'll go talk to someone.
You're one of the criminals.
Or prostitutes.
Prostitutes.
Criminal.
I would say he probably thinks he's an assassin.
I tap someone, walk away.
Palm is quivering. Do you know why? We'll find out in a week.
He has cerebral palsy. Okay.
No.
Or Parkinson's.
Quiver, you touch them, he says, you'll find out in my level's worth of hit dice what that means. Has to at least be 17.
They'll take you inside with an armed escort of four spell swords.
Keep you from stealing anything.
I know it's meant to protect me. I can tell. No, I feel the tension.
You from them and them from you. Or the mages.
They escort you into an office, and of course you'll see younger looking Naipian elf who looks at you impassively.
Well, you know,
hey, actually, that's a good one to talk to because he just won't care.
He doesn't care what you are.
For some reason, there's a lingering smoke in the room. You don't know why.
Yes, Tycling.
Yes, I was hoping if I could acquire the services of one of the mages to scry on a hopefully a short journey to find some people.
Are you requesting them to accompany you? We don't deal in assassinations, you know.
Neither do I.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of our colleagues are falling down to the surface and we wish to find them.
Tragic.
I know, isn't it?
Well, what is your offer?
Let's see. I don't know anything. Well, I know some magic.
What level is Bell's
card? 30.
It's 30.
It's caster level times 30, I believe.
That's just to cast a spell, not to accompany.
Yep. I'm just saying, it's going to be the base price plus whatever you're paying them to.
You're going to be hiring a wizard. A full-blooded wizard.
Yes. So I don't know. How much does it usually cost for this spell?
I think it's 210, because cast level for third level spells is 7.
Isn't hiring a wizard, Leska, was like 12 gold pieces a day?
Oh, it's 5. You're looking at 150 for the spell itself. Like, plus whatever.
I don't remember
exactly either, but...
Okay, well, if Alec's right, it's going to be 150 for the spell, and I can, of course, give extra for accompanying me on a ship.
Ah, so he'll be casting it once?
Possibly more.
How long is scrying?
And how much are you going to be paying him to accompany you?
The issue with scry, actually, is if there are no landmarks and you scry them, you just get...
They're walking in a forest.
In a grassland. I think we're in an open field.
Just move to the giant crater.
Here's just my suggestion. What is actually going to be more effective here is casting locate object or
something. Yes, I was looking at that earlier.
Yeah, because that'll actually do 2 as opposed to...
I like to scry as if they're alive and then hopefully locate them.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys don't know
here.
If I'm alive yet. Or
well,
if he's
we'd
alive.
Like them to come with me anyway.
To locate.
Locate
that duck is
self?
Yes.
It's not a cleric spell.
It's second level spell, so you're looking at where
can clerics do locate?
60. Yes, they can. 60 gold per casting of locate object.
Clerics can't locate. I looked it up. It's not on the cleric list.
My gnome could cast it.
Just look in there. Is locate object a cleric spell?
Regardless, you'll have a wizard who can cast it if she's getting scry.
Yes.
She can cast. You can just have the guy scry from here.
Cleric third level spell.
Whatever. I don't know how much we want.
I'm giving a base offer to see if there's any people who will accept.
Very well. Well, hopefully it won't take too long. They just recently fell this morning. And...
that chair.
I'm willing to pay them 50, and an extra 50 for any overtime.
So 100 gold pieces plus cost of spell?
Yes.
Very well, I will go speak with some of my students. See if any of them are willing to work for that cheap.
Thank you, sir.
With the likes of you.
That's really what he was saying. See if they're willing to work with a tiefling. The mouse is spazzing out.
Okay, so how much?
I think it woke up your
200?
It's like, Is that moving? Play with me. Unplug. Oh.
After about half an hour, he'll return and he'll say, A counteroffer has been made by one initiate for 250 total.
Very well.
And he will accept.
250 plus cost of spells?
250, just over.
Great.
Oh.
I can accept that. When will he be available?
Tomorrow.
Very well.
He is taking his finals today.
Ah. Poor boy.
Then I shall come collect him tomorrow, then?
Yes, if he's alive.
Make sure you don't pay up front.
You ought to pay now.
Yes, I did have to walk in and interrupt him during finals, and yes, he may very well fail at this point.
Nyepian does not care.
Nyepian just don't care.
Okay. Then I will turn to the sky dog and tell the captain if he's ready tomorrow.
Aye! You see he's got a peg leg.
Did you have that earlier?
If you look behind him,
yep.
His leg's like bowed up behind him.
He no longer has a hook hand either.
Okay. I just won't question the man.
You're kind of funny. I want to find a different captain. Find the same guy wherever.
There is only one captain. Okay.
All right. Well, there's actually 30 of them. They're
so,
all
Steven, just to let you know, since you did gather information on what has changed in the city, Tieflings are, of course, now the restricted rather than werewolves, because there's now a werewolf senator as opposed to, you know, the devils.
Lycanthropes in general.
Lycanthropes in general.
Yeah.
They removed the guards from the posts. There's free flow of people. Adventurers in general are no longer welcome in town.
Oh!
There's no Adventurers Guild?
There never was.
Last time it was just the Adventurers Guild was abolished. Adventurers in general are no longer welcome.
Oh.
As adventurers have a nasty tendency to go and try and
cause trouble.
Yes.
And kill the Anthro population.
Werewolves and Illithids and everything else that happens to be running this town. And the oozing amounts of evil that is emanating from this town. That and an adventurer also caused the city's flight to fail for 5 seconds.
How?
That information has been suppressed.
So nobody can. So we try it again.
So adventurers are now banned. That you have a right to be arrested and then searched for evidence.
Guilty until proven innocent?
That's not what the law says, but that's what the practicum is.
You seem to run into that a lot in your games, Andre.
Well, that's medieval mindset.
Yeah, I know.
Joy.
The Kirkwood family is a fairly neutral family, so at least you're not working for evil sons of bitches.
Yay!
Huh?
Anymore.
Although they do have their dirty side, just like all the other senators.
Of course. I assume I can also find where their island is. Pretty simple.
Yeah, that one. All
right.
With six floating islands around it.
Ooh. And that. How does that compare to the other?
Does he still have his girlfriend?
I'll look in that after I get the money.
What the islands symbolize is adult families who have grown up enough that they were given their own island.
Okay.
All right, then I got three successes in finding the were-rat.
Yeah, it's fairly easy, the were-rat. Easily arrested and taken to the area, and yep, they throw him into the jail. Okay. Up on the Lacanth pile.
You should grab yourself some silver weapons before you go fight him.
Depends. Is he a very powerful individual?
No. He's a petty criminal.
Steven, so how much damage do you do per swing?
D8 plus 5.
So 6.
Minimum.
Maximum?
Minimum.
Max is 13. So D8 plus 5. So yeah, I want to grab a...
You'll want to grab a silver weapon because your max damage on him is 3.
How much is a silver... Is having alchemical silver...
It's that much.
Extra 100 gold.
I'll buy...
The only thing it does is minus 1 damage, so...
I'll have a silver long sword.
Especially since there's lycanthropes all over the place now. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I got a mind to do with devils. not lycanthropes!
Okay. I succeed in seeing my girlfriend still alive.
Yeah, your girlfriend's still alive, and you're still dating her.
And I go find Pedro.
Pedro,
gay guy. Pedro and
Felipe.
Felipe.
Yeah, they're still in silver.
Oh, they're in silver now.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them how much it would be for them to make a dress for a woman. A good one.
We'd have to see the woman. Remember, we have to custom make these things.
I know.
Here's the question. How did they meet you now if they never knew Ricardo?
They know Ricardo.
Don't ask questions. Copper District?
Time warp again!
No, he met them in Silver.
Oh, okay.
They just aren't living in Temple District anymore.
Come with me. I have a job for you. Take them over to her and surprise her with having them make a dress.
All right. Well, let's see. This is Gold District.
Yeah, it's gonna sound good. Okay.
It's gonna run you 500 gold.
That's actually kind of what I was expecting.
You just made 2,000.
So I know. That's why I did it.
I made 50.
Now go buy a dress in platinum.
Yeah. No.
Walk into one of their closets and say, "Hey, look."
Walk into there.
Buy this one.
Walk into a closet and go, "Is there a back?"
This is bigger than my house.
Can I live in here?
To live in the closet.
I'll protect your clothes.
Okay. You're the closet.
Bodyguard. Rest of the night's taken. Okay. Back over to you. After about 2 or 3 hours of just hobbling.
So we didn't go very far.
You walk about half a mile an hour.
Okay.
You've walked about 2 miles at this point, so.
We're running out of places to put weapons.
I guess that's pretty good for being injured.
It's kind of where I.
Yeah, you guys are hobbling.
I have 2 miles to
be. Yeah, you will notice that there's a small village.
Oh, I'm not large anymore because that's intimidating.
Okay. There is a small village over yonder, maybe about another couple miles away.
You're like.
Another 4 hours of walking.
So the whole day is walking, you make it to a village.
Yeah, I'll point and be like.
Yes, yes. Mm. roll, actually, luck 3 times, please.
3 times?
That's 3 times.
One, two, three. Mm.
One down.
One down. Ooh, that's bad.
Oh.
You need monster manual?
No, I'm seeing if anyone's going to Benny.
What type of, how bad?
It's a random encounter.
So did they get raped in the night?
It's a random encounter.
Will they survive it?
Why not? No. We'll have a minute.
A minotaur walks by, chases off the random encounter.
Three,
okay, so nothing? Two more?
Three.
Nothing? Four. You're just looking for sixes and ones. That's all that really matters.
Six.
Okay.
You guess I'm going to help you the last bit.
Oh, it's good?
Yes. What you find is a patrol of guards, or border guards, who are basically walking by and kind of do the blah, 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 blah. Oh! And one of, they each get off their horse and they go blah, 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 blah.
They're offering the horses. Eat it.
I have a sense motive.
Oh, I guess I can do a sense motive. What's that? Wisdom. 17.
They do indeed look like they're offering you their horse.
Okay. Well, then we'll probably both get on.
Okay.
Somehow.
Well, they will also help you onto it, and they will begin leading their horses back to town.
Oh, thank God. I don't have to walk!
I'm going to be like, oh. Horse.
Well, until you are leading me back to be food.
Found dinner!
We found sacrifice for the love of God!
Run very fast! Our legs was broke. And we didn't need not to do it.
That's sweet.
Walk down, see everybody have overalls. Turn the horse and run. Turn the horse and run.
You hear the horse likes you.
Okay. They will set you up in a tavern. It's warmer here. Imagine like subtropical, almost North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida level.
Okay.
So it's actually fairly warm, fairly human. The humans here are kind of tan-skinned, tanner.
They're humans, mostly.
They're all humans.
So am I strange to them?
They
look at me funny?
They do indeed look at you kind of like you're... they don't look at you like you're a freak. It's more like...
What are you?
They look at Stormhammer and they almost instantly kind of go, I'm the blah 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 blah. And he's like,
you look Tongan.
Oh, you're from the Sky City.
Or that too.
Or Paladin.
Yeah. Full plate, holy symbol.
That they set you up in a tavern.
Right?
The food here is very heavy in spice. Not spicy as in hot, but as in, like...
Flavor.
Flavor. Oh,
okay.
As in Andre would actually be able to taste it should he eat it.
Yes.
Indian food?
No, not quite.
That's a...
Oh, dude, I love that. Oh. Too bad the only Indian place in here charges $12.
Well, you can get curry and whatnot elsewhere.
Yeah, I've actually lost the ability to taste curry.
Huh.
I went to Aladdin's Cafe and got their curry. I couldn't taste it.
Try the curry at Thai Siam.
I had the noodles.
Anyways.
Really, really strong.
Well,
it wasn't that good.
I guess the people who are kind of taking care of us, I'm going to be like...
This is one of the better things on the menu.
Cheese, actually.
It costs like $5.
They hand you a piece of paper and some ink.
Alright, I'm going to start drawing out this where we come from type of thing.
It's a cool city in the sky.
And I'm going to be like...
Kind of takes it and hangs it on the wall.
Congratulations, you're a 5-year-old now.
Look,
the sky people brought us gifts and pictures.
And they will lead you up towards some rooms and... He points to one of the young, attractive women next to him.
Shit. I'm going to turn to the paladin and be like...
The paladin's like...
I don't think I can move that well.
Everything from the hip down is numb. Just say yes. I would if I was there.
Yes, you would.
She would if she was there.
You're also dick.
I am dick.
Alright, well, you guys head up to your rooms and fairly soft beds and everything.
Instantly sleep.
You wake up in the morning hog tied with an apple in your mouth.
Okay. Well, the next morning, since everyone else kind of has their activities for the day or night.
I have my activities for the night and then the next day. Perhaps days afterwards.
So what did happen?
I killed a man.
Oh. That's it?
Yeah. Jerk looked at me funny.
I believe it.
Felicity.
She killed some random person.
Felicity, his wife.
Let's do the time.
Alright. So, morning time rolls around.
Does Stormhammer have another lay on hands or whatever?
Praise at dawn. Oh, good lord. Oh, crap. My gods don't respond to me down here.
Oh. Are you sure they don't respond to him down there?
No, they don't. Their power's limited to New Hope.
That's actually really kind of crappy.
And he's not saving it enough to them to go,
so
oh,
we
wait,
can't
very,
heal what? Each other? He can't heal?
So, Jessica, it's a good thing you didn't get a cleric. Your power doesn't function down there either.
Depends what god they worship.
Well, it depends. I found a prince in a different city on a different continent. So it all depends on how he wants to work with that.
Wait, what?
She found religion elsewhere. She didn't find power elsewhere. She found religion.
Yeah, I found the religion. I didn't find power. No.
Yes, if I remember correctly, you started as a monk.
I guess.
Yes, monk was my first level.
Yeah.
Ra doesn't talk to me down here.
Are you a cleric?
You're a cleric. Ra doesn't answer to you.
I know, but
not a cleric.
Will he listen?
Oh, great sun god. Ow!
Now I'm mute and blind.
You get the same response I got when I paged Corley and Lathenin.
Your prayer is important to us.
Please hold.
Why do you think I switched deities?
If you are a level 5 cleric or higher, please enter your cleric code.
Okay, I guess it's time to try.
So I suppose I go collect the apprentice, one. The all student. Right.
You collect this
fight on its way.
An eccentric looking halfling.
Oh, greetings. How was the test?
Hello.
He lifts up your skirt.
Can I help you?
I was just saying if my divinations were right.
Wait, could he do that with scry? Upskirt on scrying?
College-age student who has access to the ability to create his own spells. He's probably also got summon booze.
And that's a zero level spell.
Alright, well, let's ignore my question. Alright, let's head off.
Oh, yeah.
Take him to the copper district.
So, you're tapping into the elemental plane of booze?
Oh, my God.
Did James do anything?
Yes, he went to go find a wizard. Doesn't have nearly the same level of success. He's a fighter.
I want Mage Man. Help me get stuff.
We need magic. We're just sitting there going,
the kid
fireball.
No, he's like, okay, levitate.
Alright, now you take him to the cabin.
Before he gets out of reach, the feather fall.
Alright, so are you taking any of the other PCs on this?
Unless they wanted to.
Well, you haven't even told any of us.
I'm unavailable.
I'm gonna say he's working, she's working.
No, I'm not. Okay. My job took a day. I'd be more than happy to go if you asked me. It'll get me out of the city.
The thing is, we're not gonna be doing combat.
It's better to have some.
Well, I suppose...
It's better to have a barbarian and not need the barbarian than need the barbarian and not have a barbarian.
I suppose if Crazy Bear decides to attack us on our way down...
maybe hey, guys!
Boom!
I'll pull you off when it's fallen!
This seems vaguely familiar!
I'll come along.
Okay.
I'll also come along.
Okay, the two bored people. Are you working?
My job took an hour and a half. K2 grand for it.
Oh,
K2 grand for an hour and a half of work.
Oh, if only we had jobs like that.
Oh,
well, actually, if you were a hitman,
if you could track people down and bring them in, you could be paid 2 grand.
You do
for
get paid that.
Thank
that.
You.
You'd be better than that.
That's the thing, though. Really? I doubt he gets like jobs nearly as often as the rest of us.
Here's for very spread.
Okay, so everyone but the other Tiefling.
Okay. So the Tiefling who's like, holy crap!
By the way, you know that you're hated now?
I've gotten feeling that you disliked me more.
You know how it was with
you have an assistant?
Previously?
Yes. Kind of the same, but reversed.
You have an assistant.
Who is it?
Not really reversed.
So are you saying...
Diablo, the Tiefling.
Kind of. For some reason, since the Devil's lost and the werewolf won... It almost seems like you switched roles somehow.
I see.
You! Stop looking up the skirt.
What?
I wasn't looking up hers, I was looking up yours.
That's why I said stop. Why am I wearing a skirt? Keep it up. Keep it up, little guy. Fist bump.
By the way, I'm sorry, fingers. Nature doesn't favor you.
Anyways.
You have to be careful what you do.
Because even the slightest thing that might be deemed wrong, probably end you up in jail.
Thank you for the advice. I'll keep that in mind.
I suppose I will talk to my assistant, figure out what he knows about the case that's going on.
He actually knows the entire case intimately, probably better than you do, as of currently. And he'll explain to you verbatim what is going on.
In four rules, I feel.
Good.
Basically, what happened was... Tieflings are not allowed in public schools because they're never actually reached childhood age. They kind of are spewed into this world, usually full of grown adults. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, they're denied education. Well, denying someone education basically means that they're going to be poor forever. And so, of course, they go, you are fighting for their right, despite them being older, to be welcomed into public schools.
Cool.
That'd be really good.
So long as they can afford it.
Of course. You gotta be able to pay.
I thought this was really hard to put together, right?
Immensely. Considering someone else did it for me.
It looks like
you blew a slab onto a piece of plastic. Yes, you put it together.
My Tomb King army was pre-assembled.
Oh,
mostly.
I bought, yeah, mostly.
Because the rest of it.
Someone gave it to Mike, for everyone else on the internet, the local hometown guy for gaming.
He's awesome. Buy his stuff.
He sold it to me for like 300. He said it was valued at 325. He was looking to get 150 out of it. And that included the Toon Kings book.
That's a very good deal, actually.
At first, I was kind of like, well, maybe I'll only buy a few parts. And he's like, okay, so here's the value. I'm like, here's what I'm looking for. Sold. I don't need to expand my Toon King army for a good long time.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. So, as you're starting to fly off, I like the having to scry and then locate.
All right, Amanda, you get a will save.
Isn't it if they don't want to be scribed, they get a will save?
Yeah. Most people don't really want to be scribed. I give it as initial resistance.
13.
Okay.
Wait, do I know what's happening?
No. Especially since you failed the will save.
It's one of those things you're kind of sitting like...
You see the half-dragon sprawled out over the bed, rolled up in the covers, you know, like, the pillows off to the side. The tails drooped over the edge.
Well, at least they found civilization.
They're not dead.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that too.
Well, he could be unconscious.
I don't...
unconscious.
Well, you know what I mean.
All right, where is he?
Casting locate object.
Because you're an object.
I am.
You will pick your sword.
Oh, okay.
Your sword doesn't get a will save.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't fail.
Bing.
That
bing.
Way.
Bing. Bing.
Okay, I give the...
It points that way, the other way around the world.
The captain, the...
Yeah. Arr, can't be turning that way.
What?
The wind's against us right now.
Can we go kind of that direction?
Can we go, like, in a circle and come back?
Well, let's see if we stop. The ship goes down.
You have levitate, don't you?
I'm not paid for that.
Yes.
Well, we'll be paid to save your life.
Well, take the most available route, then.
Well, we'll have to do like this. All right, navigator!
All right. Crazy ass son of a bitch.
Just don't stab me again.
He jumps out into the air and goes like this, with a dagger in his mouth. Coming towards a flying ogre.
the original captain, Ahab, his ship was being attacked, so he jumped into the water and started knifing the water ogre. The water ogre was freaked out. He couldn't understand why who would be crazy enough to jump into the water after him and fight him in his own environment.
And he won.
Yeah, there was no captain in any of us room.
Well, you'll get to do something. You'll wake up in the morning.
Ooh. Oh, you feel a lot better. Well, you feel...
How much did I heal?
8 hit points better.
69.
Holy!
So your legs feel 4 hit points better.
They're still pretty stiff.
They're still kind of blue.
Luckily, the bone was healed.
Yes. You move now at a rate of 10 feet per round.
Yeah.
You're walking a bit faster.
I'm gonna go check on.
Hey, you move at half my speed.
Yeah. You see that he's already downstairs by the time you awake.
Oh really?
He's lawful and
he's a dawn person.
He is of course eating the food, kind of doing the
spice.
The spice is life.
And the tavern owner's like,
did you bring the umbrella?
I
don't even know where we are.
I'll eat it.
See if you're
going
like
to
it.
The ground, we might need comprehend.
I like love
it. Oh, wow. You have not had this. Oh, this is heaven.
Oh, I haven't had this since Anubia.
No.
Let me just go. It spills over now.
Happy and keep now.
Yeah.
At least you can place one of the travelers.
And of course, you know, a little after that, people begin filtering into the tavern. Hey! They start putting alcohol in front of you. Hey!
Make the pain go away.
Alright. You will get to make a series of 6 fortitude saves.
Progressively harder.
Progressively harder.
Nope, you're good.
Okay.
26.
14.
14.
Alright, stop rolling.
You're already drunk.
We're dead.
Alright, now go ahead and give me a will save.
15.
Alright. Well, you don't remember what happens for the rest of the day. Okay.
Well, I don't feel anything.
Yeah, you don't feel a damn thing. Yeah. Except happy and fuzzy and full tummy.
Nice. What about Stormhammer?
He's fine. He's fine. He'll burn his Denny. He's fine. Still fine.
One more.
Thank you, Lord, for charisma bonus.
Huh.
I'll fail by one.
Oh! That's the last one. Burn two bennies on this?
I'll just refuse the last round.
What is with you, strange people?
After the food, he's like, alcohol isn't so great.
Okay. Well, eventually you will make your way to a small village. Do you have knowledge local or knowledge geography, or what would be recommended for this area?
Get 12.
A 12 on what?
Local.
30.
Not quite.
Yeah.
You recognize this as the land of Sauron. Imagine Italian Mediterranean style culture. They have a nasty tendency to marry off their young. They have marriages as quick as divorces, or as often as divorces. They welcome everyone with open arms, then they are definite lovers rather than fighters. They are arch nemeses of the people to their north, which are the
Alamannians.
Alamannians.
Good, I was going to say. Those bastards.
Amido is directly to their south.
Oh.
And they are on good terms with them.
Oh, good.
Stupid Sauronians. At least I got a wizard from them. I think it was, wasn't it? No, yeah, I was, because I think it was an arranged marriage for peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys will be able to pull up and people will come rush out. Whoa!
Way.
You wave.
I speak to them in Tongan, Undercommon, and Goblin. Do they understand any of them?
No.
Do they understand?
Do they understand Goblin? Well, I suppose they're not warriors, so maybe not.
Yes, some of them know to speak Median.
Ah!
Ah, hello!
Hello!
You've come for the wedding!
Sure.
Ah! Over here!
Did you guys see a half dragon and a
paladin? Yes! The groom?
Wow, okay. That was fast. Well, I know how you Sauronians do it.
Ah, we like to do it hard and long.
Here.
Name's Ricardo.
Ricardo, you're passed around like a dirty bong.
I see it not.
So there's a bunch of people kind of going, hey! And Ahab's like, I'm not going on shore.
That's fine.
I lost me eye to them.
You'll enjoy it, Ahab.
I switch his eye patch.
I lost me eye to them.
Very well, I suppose you can cruise up here and I can signal when we're ready to lift. Getting disturbed.
Ricardo, who are these people?
They're Sauronians.
Oh, joy.
A little more detail for us all of our life up on the floating island.
They enjoy wine and good spicy food.
You can see a wedding being set up in the background.
They love life.
Hey, halfling.
Yes?
Bridesmaid? They're available.
No.
Not that available, apparently.
Or that has meat and veg.
Oh.
What?
Really, let's go collect our comrades. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're doing okay.
Where are they?
Well, if he's the groom, he's obviously okay.
Wait, who's the groom?
Oh.
That stupid pal. He got married.
No. The Runihura.
Well, where are they? That's what I'm asking.
Oh,
I don't care if he's getting married.
What? He's fine.
Bring the wife back with.
Hey, I start walking in that direction.
He's probably in the tavern.
No,
I'm in the tavern. I'm drunk.
Well, if she's hot, I won't care.
Well, you don't know. You can see the wedding being prepared off there, and you can see him sitting in a chair off to the side, barely sitting in the chair.
Him?
Over to Stormhammer?
Stormhammer's not outside. Stormhammer's in the tavern. You can see people downstairs partying. You can see... Hey!
I get comprehend languages on me. I touch the random person, put it on him. I'm looking for the paladin that dropped here.
Oh, he's hiding in his room.
So what's going on?
Where's his room?
He's getting married.
Thank you.
And partying and drinking.
By the way, they offer you alcohol. How many rounds?
I guess I'll have.
No, no means no. You dirty savages!
Stormhammer, open the door.
Thank the heavens. Come inside quickly.
Excuse me, realize my character's.
Why is the half dragon getting married?
Not in the city!
He doesn't started. Matter. They offered him alcohol, and he, of course, like a fool, accepted. And he drank and he drank until he finally said yes.
Well, I'm afraid our ranger's gonna have the same issue here soon if we don't.
I'll take 3 rounds. I'm not getting totally drunk. I might be needed.
My fourth is 18.
I already did.
Well, I'm glad you two are alive.
The lowest I rolled was 27.
Yes, now we just have to figure out how to rescue Rahuni.
Rahuni?
Your name's not exactly easy to pronounce for someone. People.
Andre, everybody. I play the cup game with him. I can't communicate, but we can play gambling games.
Okay.
I'm going to
slide a hand.
Somebody has slide a hand, but that's okay.
There's also a gamble.
No,
there's
not.
Modern.
Yeah, that's modern.
I thought there was gambling in this game. What kind of system is this?
They usually guess it like on the first or second try.
Oh. Well, I make it so that way when they win, they get they have to chug alcohol. There we go.
Okay.
When they pick a cup, they fill the cup and drink it.
Yay!
Well, do I understand what I got myself into?
No, you don't understand what's going on. The world's currently blurry.
Okay.
Can I see him anywhere? Or? I scribble notes.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, he's sitting up on the stage, barely.
So I was. Oh. Yeah.
You see him in a suit, basically,
with vomit on one sleeve,
barely sitting in the chair, as the area is being prepared around him.
Am I able to ascertain this is possibly wedding preparation?
Well, oh, yeah.
Ryan told us that he's getting married.
Oh, Ryan speaks the language?
Yes, yes. He speaks a language medium. With him.
Oh,
median's
we're in the median.
Just south of here. We're in Sauron.
North.
South.
A median, Amido, is south of here. You're north of Amido.
Oh, okay. You changed the world.
No, I didn't.
We were north. They were south.
No, north was their enemy.
25
No, back in the campaign, we were the northern part, and they were the southern part.
Yes, you're right. There was Alemannia, Sauron, Amido.
Oh, damn, he's from Amido. Sorry, you're right.
I gather information to find out if there's why they're trying to get random people drunk and marry people.
Well, they don't see many half-dragons. They're trying to pass the gene around.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I suppose.
I guess that's a harmless enough reason.
That it would be awesome to have a whole bunch of quarter dragons.
Yes, it would.
I won't stop it. Safe for now, and
go off to find Stormhammer.
You walk over to the tavern where the party and whatnot is happening.
You see like three people passed out around me and then <who's got> you. You should try some of the stuff. It tastes great.
Actually, Steven, see if you like your alcohol.
No, it makes me sad. That's why I stopped after three.
Did I see the mood die? I did have a bit. I know.
I said I try one, like, that's kind of sour. Trying to, oh, that tastes like piss. Trying to, all right, we're done.
Usually it gets better when you drink more of it. It works.
Well, apparently I liked it.
Yes, this is fantastic.
I suppose I just go off the room.
Was this the second one you got drunk on, though?
I was got drunk, yeah, on the
number
second
two,
one.
Number two, yeah.
Come in. I mean, you see him and Nikkei on it, hiding inside.
He has his whole symbol.
I guess I'll go to the tavern now. As someone where the paladin is. Yeah, and go knock on the door.
Well, since we're all here.
We managed to feebly walk our way over here.
Well, at least you survived.
You were lucky to be taken in by these people. Radaborn.
They're insane! There's no law here. This is just anarchy!
That's fine.
Anarchy, free love, and peace!
What's wrong with that?
Let's see, Sylvanian elves.
I see if I can find a woman who's willing to have sex with a stranger who can't talk with her.
This reminds me of home,
yes.
But that's the place.
We do it.
Okay, so the two lawful people don't really like
the lawful people are like, what's wrong with this babe?
No, I'm not going to be forced to get married.
Absolutely harmless. They just want his genes.
That's morbid!
Did he have any say in this?
He said yes.
Unknowingly.
No.
Who are you to say in what state of mind he's in?
I saw him. He's not in any state of mind.
Understand their language. How would I know?
I think he's more mentally sound of mind than the guy who taught me how to fight. I think I was psychotic. The fight.
Dodge!
Dodge! Don't let this great axe hit you!
Dodge axe or dumb ball!
See this scar right here?
It's
one of my best fights. Yeah,
that guy's
just throwing the
skies. Well, maybe he got more drunk in celebration.
The first one he misses, like,
no, but the paladin story did not sound like that.
Yeah, but the paladin's view on this is kind of...
He started drinking and started drinking, then they asked him, and he nodded, smiled, and lifted his glass, and, well, that's where the preparation started.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wait, how many... I'm not there, dang it.
I
stop.
How many women are getting married to him?
I'm sure he'll enjoy it. He needs to loosen up some.
You too, if you wanted them.
I'm not that drunk.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. Which do you prefer? Ruining the marriage? Have some hope of a girl's dreams and...
I'm not supposed to come into this kind of conflict with my alignment.
Or do you want to just wait it out and hope it works
too
out?
Too bad. Right? Welcome to the world of a PC. Not simple.
I'm an NPC. Go to hell.
Yeah, but you're accompanying the PCs.
Too bad.
You've done so for like three or four sessions.
That's
now.
How I felt when I got into the Rogue's Guild.
Why are you... Oh, close the door.
Oh, forgot to put my pants on.
Well, we should probably get him out of here.
Just wait till tomorrow.
16 to 20 with Keen, right?
I'll pay for the extra 50, time on the 50, ship.
Because 20, 19, 18, and then 17, 16,
15. Maybe
because you can
try
get some enjoyment.
All right, ready? Keen for chaos!
You realize I'm chaotic, and I'm kind of like, we should probably get him out of here. All right.
Steven. You now have a tentacle.
Oh, okay. I give it a weapon.
Your young lady that you're were having fun with goes downstairs and announces, and everyone goes, "Hey!" And they begin pulling you off.
Hey, sweet! I'm gonna leave tomorrow.
You realize if she ever finds her way to New Hope, this will be horrible, right?
They begin putting on your clothes. They begin putting on the tux and everything, and
they're mildly
set you up on the stage as well.
Great.
They're
mildly
confused
the window.
When they try and take off his clothing and realize they can't.
Oh, that's fine. They'll just put a sash over.
Yeah, okay. I spent my regular clothing with a top hat and sash.
Oh, I had to ruin two weddings today.
Hey, no, let's wait until tomorrow! I go see if I can get another.
I brought my sap.
I turned his head away from me.
You know, can't you do some paladin magic thing to fix him?
The gods aren't answering.
Here. I tried to tell your wife that you're ruining the lives of several young girls, but I think she gets off on stuff like that.
Please tell her. Thank you.
No, I think I'll make up something about you helping orphans.
Yes, because she'll believe everything you say.
Besides, I'm not ruining anyone's life. They're ruining their own lives. It's fun to watch.
No, yes, I can't bring they're ruining their own lives. By
action does
two.
Not mean you're not a part to the crime.
It's not a crime.
I don't know, is
I'm not ruining anyone's lives. Sorry. Oh, they're the ones forcing the marriage on them. If they don't like it when we leave, they can deal with it.
You know, I love how the only person who'd be willing to get us out of this, who could help us get out of this diplomatically, is currently for the marriages.
Judge was trying.
Well, the only one who... He's the only one who speaks the language. And
Judge has to start burning spells.
Yeah, what is Isabel Goldbrow's feeling towards outside relationship relations?
I don't think that's come up yet.
I might not want to. I don't know. Have I seen her staring at women's butts randomly as they walk by?
Or men's?
You haven't noticed.
I'm gonna roll my notice check. Pass. Yeah. I look at my past and fail.
You want me to just start beating people up and fracking them out?
No.
How barbaric.
I'm sorry, I'm a little out of my element here.
And you're the one that wanted to come.
Hey! Oh, where are the elephants?
I'm sorry.
You don't work that way. You carry him with you.
That would be nice.
And somehow I don't think a pregnant barbarian would be a good idea.
We can try and lock you up.
How long is your gestation period?
How long is the elven gestation period?
Years.
You just have to wait a few years.
Very careful, don't get hit in the belly. Actually, my DR might prevent damage to the baby.
I fell down the stairs, it's good for the kid.
The kid comes out, it's already got an 18 intelligence.
Anywho.
You mean it's already got a 6 intelligence from getting beat around so much?
It works opposite for me, apparently.
Alright, so, what's the plan?
I'm reclining on the stage, waiting for them to eat more food.
Can we try and figure out who he's marrying?
Sure.
Hey, who's the lucky woman?
24.
I don't know 24. What's going on.
Which one did you have sex with?
What?
Just point her out.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I slept.
It is Katarina, the high priest's daughter.
Oh. The high priest's daughter.
Oh, joy.
I'll go talk to her. Or at least...
She doesn't speak a medium.
Oh, dang it. I find a translator.
Okay.
Does anyone in the city speak Sylvanian, or there are probably no elves here?
There aren't enough elves.
They're all humans.
I take it Sylvania, or whatever my...
They like it, but, you know...
I take it it's relatively far away from here.
An ocean.
Okay, other continent. Got it.
So, I know you're trying to marry him for his genes and all.
And he's very handsome, and very big, and very strong.
Yes, and he's all that, I guess.
And he's silent, the best type.
He's gonna have to come with us tomorrow, though.
Oh, that's fine. I'll go wherever he goes. He is the love of my life.
Roll this thing out of Ryan.
I don't really see
myself.
A problem with this.
Shotgun winning!
Yeehaw! 28. Nonsense motive.
Shit. She thinks she's in something that starts with L.
Okay.
Lust. Lots and lots of lust there.
Well, you are big, by the way.
I am big.
Just let it happen for the night, and then in the morning we sneak out while they're cooking breakfast.
Suddenly I have the urge to stab Richard, and I don't know why.
Do you have any skills?
It's almost like...
Oh, yes, I've got many.
He's making comments.
That might be useful in
Wait,
combat.
No, I always have this urge.
Why? Am I going to have to kill someone for his affection? It wouldn't
Maybe.
Be...
Yes, her. Her.
Who? Tell me and I'll slit their throat.
Well, they're up in the Flying City.
Oh, I'll kill them there. Better, I don't have to know their names.
You know what?
So you're prepared? You're morally flexible?
This lady is crazy!
I like this woman!
For my man?
I'll
yes.
marry her.
Let's see, so she's chaotic crazy?
Wait, no, I have a woman with her.
Okay, I can accept that.
Well, on the offside,
you'll come back, so?
She's really nice.
Can I roll a sense motive on that?
Go for it. Roll against his bluff.
I got a 21.
I got 24.
Okay.
Anybody else wants to?
Well, no, actually, I'd rather not ruin a wedding, and it was his fault for getting placed in it.
So, yee-haw! Looks like we're carrying another person back. So.
Yes.
Who's Stephen marrying?
Her. I think at least. Might have been her. Can't remember.
I got a 25 to see him.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Her name is Persephone. She's a suspected sorceress.
You're marrying a sorceress. Maybe.
I don't think it's prospective to...
I don't know. I'm now deciding whether or not I should actually take her with me.
You realize you have two lawful people who will force you to take her with you, should you?
No, these aren't their laws.
That Steven can justify as much as he wants.
What are you playing?
Nothing. Go back to game.
He's playing Blood Bowl or something.
No, it's
ABC.
Blood Bowl was failing me because the computers were cheating.
When are they not?
That's cool.
I don't know. I could take the chance that my woman doesn't like the outside relationship, or it also could be the fact that she'd find that kind of kinky. I'm more excited than the fact that she'd probably kill me. So I can go back and simply tell her that I got drunk because I did drink some alcohol. Didn't know what was happening. Of course, she probably won't ever find out, but Lawson will probably tell her. Lawson's going to talk to him. He'll tell Lawson. Tell her sister. Her sister will then tell her that I had sex with like 7 women. There's only 2.
Steven, you realize I'd also tell her just to spite you.
You don't even know who I'm dating. You have no clue.
You'll hire a bloodhound.
Yeah!
You don't even know I'm dating somebody.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got information, I dare you.
I don't care.
How much is spite?
There seems to be a theme in my game.
So I say we wait it out for the evening.
You know, making things difficult for each other.
As do I. In fact, I say we enjoy ourselves.
I'm going to return to the ship.
You can enjoy yourself there. I'm sure the pirates will love to drink with
you. I stay away from the alcohol.
I do not want to be stuck down here.
Okay, you're going to give me a mood die if you want to test to see if you like the food.
Stormhower, you're welcome to come to the ship if you want to get out of here.
Thank heavens.
The food makes
you just
angry.
Actually, you rolled Fury.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're allergic. Basically, you start breaking out in kind of rashes, some swelling.
Hey, don't worry, they'll find that kinky.
No more food for me. I'm going to go back to the ship before I suffocate.
I guess the food doesn't matter. I'm just like,
I go to the ship and see if I can't find some, like, lettuce or, you know.
Yeah. All right, well... Well, since there's been no objections, it'll be 2 nice, wonderful shotgun weddings.
Your fault!
Is she pretty?
She's the prettiest girl in the land.
All of us will examine.
Is she attractive at all?
Fairly average.
Okay, but she's not.
She's not ugly.
She's not the guy you were going to.
Yeah. I think the allergic reaction goes down fairly.
After a while.
Yeah.
After a day. Allergic reactions don't go away quickly.
Yeah, right. No.
All right, well, in the morning, you wake up next to a woman. You're wearing a ring.
It's not taking up a ring slot.
No, it's not taking up a ring slot.
It is taking up a ring slot. It just doesn't have any benefits, and you can't take it off.
Andre, I got 24 on stealth.
Hey, you grab your weapon.
Off the finger. Remember the bonuses for being a wife.
Counteracts.
No, it doesn't.
I'm not coming in late. I'm leaving.
Oh, that's double bonuses.
When you wake up, she's not there.
The better! Is Stuff still here?
Yeah,
Stuff's okay. Still here. Put on, go knock on his door.
I open the door.
Grab your wife, let's go. I go over, I look at her, smile.
We're kind of wearing the sheet.
Am I wearing anything?
I know. I pop down from above your house, above, like, on your, you know, above your door. You ready?
Spider ghoul.
Ready?
Spider ghoul.
Sounded like you enjoyed yourself.
All right, you got 20 minutes until she gets back, so you better get in 20 minutes.
I was staring at your arm.
I don't know, I kind of had a freckle.
I tried to hit you. I tried, and I critically failed.
I definitely dodged.
Critically failed. My natural weapon.
You trip yourself.
Which fans, you're like,
oh, got a hangover still. Got a hangover still, huh?
I've got broken legs still. Okay.
Your wife, of course, quickly helps you up.
Dress. You can heal that, right? Oh, wait, you're a sorceress.
No,
you were a priestess.
The daughter of a priest.
Oh.
Man. That doesn't necessarily.
Alright, so I go to the boat.
You go to the boat and
that's
find
here,
your wife
right?
Waiting for you. On the boat. She's already prepared breakfast.
How quickly do weddings last around here?
What? Uh, 24.
You have to go get a divorce.
How?
You have to arrange it with the priest.
Now picture.
Oh,
why don't you come over and have a delicious meal that your wife prepared for you?
Hey, I need you to go talk to the priest with me real quick.
You mean the priestess?
Priestess, sure, whatever war.
Priestess.
High priest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
High priest.
You said priestess.
So if you wouldn't mind communicating to my wife that we need to go have a visit with the high priest real quick, and you, if you wouldn't like to translate.
Now.
You speak Amedian. She doesn't speak my language.
Well, we'll go to the high priest. Hopefully he speaks Amedian. Let's go.
Okay.
Now.
I'll find the translator.
Don't be rude. You should stay and have the lovely meal she prepared for you.
I'll eat as we walk.
I'll go find the translator and tip him a couple gold.
Okay.
Just in case.
I'll go to the high priest.
Universal.
How's the newlywed?
It's great. The only problem is she wants to come with me back to the Flying City, and quite frankly, as you can see with the scars, it's very dangerous.
Oh, that's fine. We won't miss her.
Yeah, but if she dies up there, it'd be better if she stayed down here to help with your little culture here.
No, we... Take her. We don't want her. We don't want the witch.
Congratulations, Stephen. You married Morgan.
Except with less mommy issues.
If we can get a separation of some kind, we're more than happy to take her up there so she can meet some other great gentlemen.
Well, I'm sure one of your priests can deal with it.
Would it be legit with her?
Well, I don't care. She's a witch.
Figured out then, okay.
Does the high priest speak Tongan?
Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men. But a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.